Lizard, lover of heat, of high noon, of the hot stone, the golden sun in your unblinking eye. And they say you are old, lizard. Older than rocks you run on with those delicate fishbone fingers, skittering over ovens even cricket in his shell could never sing in.
You are listening to the voice of Archibald MacLeish reading his poem, The Old Man to the Lizard. A page from this afternoon's edition of Anthology. This is Fleetwood. Every Sunday afternoon at this time, WNBC, in cooperation with the Poetry Center of the YM and YWHA, 92nd Street and Lexington Avenue in Manhattan, brings you Anthology, a selection of readings from poets past and present, and the music to accompany their poetry. Our guests today, by transcription, Archibald MacLeish and Howard Hanson with the Eastman Rochester Symphony Orchestra and the chorus of the Eastman School of Music. David Myers, baritone soloist. Pulitzer Prize poet Archibald MacLeish is a man who has filled a wide variety of enviable positions. He's been a lawyer, teacher, soldier, editor, executive librarian of Congress, but always a poet. Born in Glencoe, Illinois, he attended Hotchkiss School, later graduating from Yale, where his excellence in sports did not prevent him from winning a Phi Beta Kappa key. MacLeish received his legal training at the Harvard Law School. At the outbreak of World War I, he joined a hospital unit and went to France, where he became a captain in the field artillery. After the war, MacLeish returned to the Harvard Law School as a teacher for a year. Then he entered a Boston attorney's office and practiced for 3 years. Suddenly, in 1923, he closed his desk and, fortified by an independent income, went abroad with his wife and children. Our interest this afternoon is in Archibald MacLeish, the poet, winner of the Pulitzer Prize in 1933 for his narrative, Conquistador. On September 26, 1952, at his home Uphill Farm in Massachusetts, Mr. MacLeish recorded a selection of his better-known poems for Cadman Records. From that selection this afternoon, let's listen first to Mr. MacLeish reading The Old Man to the Lizard. They come no more, those words, those finches. What any lover learns. Bernal Diaz, preface to his book. And the sixth book of Conquistador, part one.
Lizard, lover of heat, of high noon, of the hot stone, the golden sun in your unblinking eye. And they say you are old, lizard. Older than rocks you run on with those delicate fishbone fingers, skittering over ovens even cricket in his shell could never sing in. Tell me, lover of sun, lover of noon, lizard, is it because the sun is gold with flame you love it so? Or is your love because your blood is cold? Oh, when you're young and the words to your tongue like the birds to St. Francis with darting with dances, wait, you say, wait. There's still time. It's not late. And the next day you're old and the words all as cold as the birds in October sing over, sing over, sing late. Late and wait, you say, wait. Water is heavy silver over stone. Water is heavy silver over stone's refusal. It does not fall, it fills. It flows every crevice, every fault of the stone, every hollow. River does not run. River presses its heavy silver self down into stone, and stone refuses. What runs, swirling and leaping into sun, is stone's refusal of the river, not the river. That which I have myself seen, and the fighting. And I am an ignorant man, and this priest, this Gomera, with the school-taught skip to his writing, the pompous Latin, the appropriate feasts, the big names, the imperial decorations, the beautiful battles and the brave deceased, the onward marches, the wild Indian nations, the conquests, sieges, sorties, wars, campaigns, and one eye always on the live relations, he with his famous history of New Spain. This priest is a learned man, is not ignorant. And I am poor without gold, gainless, my lands, deserts in Guatemala, my fig tree, the spiked bush, my grapes, thorns, my children half grown, sons with beards, the big one breaking the small of his back in the brothel fills, and a girl to be married and all of them snarling at home with the Indian look in their eyes like a cat. This Professor Francisco Lopez de Gomera, childless, not poor. And I am old, over 80, stupid with sleepless nights, unused to the combing of words clean of the wool while the tale waits. And he is a youthful man, a sound one, lightened with good sleep, skilled in the pen's plating. I am an ignorant, old, sick man, blind with the shadow of death on my face and my hands to lead me. And he not ignorant, not sick. But I fought in those battles. These were my own deeds. These names he writes of, mouthing them out as a man would, names in Herodotus, dead and their wars to read. These were my friends. These dead, my companions. I, Bernal Diaz, called El Castillo, called in the time of my first fights El Galan. I, here in the turn of the day, in the feel of darkness to come now, moving my chair with the change, thinking too much these times how the doves would wheel at evening over my youth and the air's strangeness, thinking too much of my old town of Medina and the Spanish dust, and the smell of the true rain. I, poor, blind in the sun, I have seen with these eyes those battles. I saw Montezuma. I saw the armies of Mexico marching, the leaning wind in their garments, the painted faces, the plumes blown in the light air. I saw that city. I walked at night on those stones. In the shadowy rooms I have heard the chink of my heel and the bats twittering. I, poor as I am, I was young in that country. These words were my life. These letters written cold on the page with the split ink and the shunt of the stubborn thumb. These marks at my fingers. These are the shape of my own life. And I hunted the unknown birds in the west with their beautiful wings. So did we pray and took arms and we marched. And we left that sea remembering land and last known ocean. Bourbon's weight each one and his arms, meagerest burden of beggars our backs had. And we ate of the grain of the grass for our mouth's meat, water we found. Our bread also was fasting. Ever before us lay vast earth, secret with sun, with the green sound, with the singing of grasshoppers. The earth was still against our living feet. No man of us all that knew that land, nor the way of the trees in it. Neither were waters known, neither the customs of the wind. Our shadows entered the silent shadows of the stones, and the mouse cried in his tongue, the cricket answered. Ah, but the mark of a man's heel is alone in the dust under the whistling of hawks. Companion of constellations, the trace of his track lies. Endless is unknown earth before a man. And we marched in the great plain under the sky star, close footing in steep sun, narrowly laid we our feet along the wheeling light. And the plain went up, rock-colored, barren, roses and wild plums over the waters, far south of us much snow, as in Aragon over the level winter. And we caught evening in that place, the smoke standing west with the wind with few stars, and we saw the knees of mountain on the naked land. Great wall it was in the west, and at daybreak climbing, and had the rain up the barrancas, and had a pass into town, and the troops lay there, stewing the thin drizzle on green wood. The smell of the smoke is sour in such places. And we ate nothing or ill, we ate roots, and our bellies were bitter for bread among those mountains. So did we follow the waters, and we stood the third day clear of the unequal ground, rocks over, snow hard in the crevices, and the hawks were under us, turning and far down. A man could look for a great space under heaven, standing above there. He beheld sea water. He beheld the sun on countries he had left. Ma'am, you should see your house. Remember where the pillars stood, the douse of sea surge smashing clean across the porches, everything open, the wet windy torch, the blind man shouting things of gods and girls above the wave sound and the smoky swirling, things about Troy, the horse trick and those troubles. The place, ma'am, is a private club. Never a shout in the house or a girl either. Only those pimply boys who breathe sour as cookie dough. Where once the surge curtains, mirrors where the windows were. It's a neat place, ma'am. They've stuffed the hawk and hung the oars up varnished. And they talk, God, how they talk about the members and their stations, about the house rules and the regulations, about their battles with the mice and spiders. They talk of anything but what's outside. The coal fire tinkles and the teacup lulls. It's not like Dante's time with all those skulls and shrieks and pitch pots and old putrid years dug up from hell to dress the chandeliers, or Villon's dragging dead men into hang, or Baudelaire's when all the roof cats wrangled, Shakespeare's of the fierce dispute. It's not like that. It's neat, ma'am, and they know their duty. Neat as a catechism. Still, they thumb their eyes and wonder why you never come.
Archibald MacLeish continues with The Cat in the Wood, Winter is Another Country, and Epistle to be Left in the Earth.
The cat in the wood cried farewell, cried farewell, farther and farther away, and the leaves covered her over with sound of the leaves and sound of the wood. Oh, my love, farther and farther away, and the sound of leaves overhead when I call to you. Leaves on the ground. If the autumn would end, if the sweet season, the late light in the tall trees would end, if the fragrance, the odor of fallen apples, dust on the road, water somewhere near, the scent of water touching me, if this would end, I could endure the absence in the night, the hands beyond the reach of hands, the name called out and never answered with my name, the image seen but never seen with sight. I could endure this all if autumn ended and the cold light came. It is colder now. There are many stars. We are drifting north by the Great Bear. The leaves are falling. The water is stone in the scooped rocks. To southward, red sun, gray air. The crows are slow on their crooked wings. The jays have left us. Long since we passed the flares of Orion. Each man believes in his heart he will die. Many have written last thoughts and last letters. None know if our deaths are now or forever. None know if this wandering earth will be found. We lie down and the snow covers our garments. I pray you, you, if any open this writing, make in your mouths the words that were our names. I will tell you all we have learned. I will tell you everything. The earth is round. There are springs under the orchards. The loam cuts with a blunt knife. Beware of elms and thunder. The lights in the sky are stars. We think they do not see. We think also the trees do not know. Nor the leaves of the grasses hear us. The birds, too, are ignorant. Do not listen. Do not stand at dark in the open windows. We, before you, have heard this. They are voices. They are not words at all, but the wind rising. Also, none among us has seen God. We have thought often the flaws of sun in the late and driving weather pointed to one tree, but it was not so. As for the nights, I warn you, the nights are dangerous. The wind changes at night and the dreams come. It is very cold. There are strange stars near Arcturus. Voices are crying an unknown name in the sky.
Archibald MacLeish reading from his works on a Cadman LP album of the same name. If you should detect a slightly brighter glow about our performance this afternoon, we'd like to tell you with pardonable pride that starting today, Anthology will be heard from coast to coast on the NBC radio network. We're very grateful. More grateful than we'll ever be able to express that our program has been so honored. And we're certainly looking forward to meeting many, many new friends across America during the weeks and months ahead. If you have any friends or relatives you feel would enjoy being with us each week, you can tell them to check their local paper for the time when Anthology will be broadcast over their NBC community station. It's been almost a century since Walt Whitman wrote, "By the Bivouac's Fitful Flame and Beat, Beat Drums." Two of the poems which we're to hear this afternoon from Howard Hanson's Songs from Drum Taps. It's been almost two decades since Mr. Hanson composed his orchestral and choral settings for these poems, but neither work has lost any of its original meaning or impact. Today, American fighting men still stand guard in lonely places. In Germany, in Alaska, in Korea, they walk lonely outposts, but walking with them are other soldiers, ghostly sentinels from other years in our nation's history. And this is the feeling which Howard Hanson has caught in his setting of Whitman's "By the Bivouac's Fitful Flame." The words will be sung by the Eastman School of Music chorus, David Meyer, baritone. Mr. Hanson conducts the chorus and the Eastman Rochester Symphony Orchestra.
By the bivouac's fitful flame, a procession winding around me, solemn and sweet and slow. But first I note the tents of a sleeping army, the fields and woods dim outlined the darkness. lit by sparks of kindled fire, the silence. Like a phantom far or near, an occasional figure moving. The shrubs and trees, as I lift my eyes, they seem to be stealthily watching me. While wind in procession thoughts, oh tender and death, of home and the past and loved, and of those that are far away. Oh, so
Beat, Beat, Drums, our second poem by Walt Whitman from Howard Hanson's Songs from Drum Taps, is basically a call to arms. Yet in the face of these troubled times, it takes on an added significance, a deeper meaning, a warning to our enemies that anyone who dares to challenge the democratic rights of a freedom-loving people must inevitably face the wrath of those people and perish. Here again is Howard Hanson, the Eastman Rochester Symphony Orchestra, and the Eastman School of Music Chorus.
Thank you.
Anthology number 31, dated Sunday, October 3rd. Next week, Sir John Gielgud, Dame Edith Evans, reading many of your favorite poems from the pages of England's great classic verse. Anthology is brought to you by WNBC in conjunction with the Poetry Center of the YM and YWHA, 92nd Street and Lexington Avenue in Manhattan, John Malcolm Brennan, director. The program is produced by Steve White. Written and directed for WNBC by Draper Lewis. Until next Sunday at 1:30, this is Fleetwood wishing you good afternoon and good reading.